Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Hoskinson Health Clinic to cut about 40 jobs in Gillette, citing financial pressures. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The Hoskinson Health Wellness Clinic announced Friday it will eliminate about 40 positions at its Gillette Medical Facility, citing rising costs and financial challenges. According to Wildfile, the clinic, which opened in 2022, says it's not at risk of closing and will continue caring for roughly 20,000 patients with a workforce of about 250 employees. Patients affected by discontinued services will be notified directly. In a statement, the clinic said declining reimbursement rates, escalating operating costs, including high provider salaries, and its payer mix forced the decision, adding that it must operate more cost-effectively to continue serving Gillette and Northeast Wyoming. Healthcare advocates say the layoffs come at a difficult time for rural communities already facing limited access to care. Wyoming Health Resources Network Executive Director Amanda Tepo said reduced staffing could mean longer wait times and fewer options for patients, reflecting broader struggles across rural Wyoming. The Hoskinson Clinic is part of a group of local businesses founded by Charles Hoskinson. In December, Hoskinson Construction and Concrete Companies in Gillette announced more than 130 layoffs, including the permanent closure of Hoskinson Concrete. State officials say workers impacted with the layoffs can seek assistance through the Gillette Workforce Center and the Hire Wyo job portal. Campbell County seeks federal grant to identify hidden coal seam fires. With wildfire season already on the radar, the Campbell County Fire Department is working to better understand a hidden fire risk across the region underground coal seam fires. According to the Gillette News Record, the department has partnered with fire agencies in neighboring Johnson and Sheridan counties to apply for a $1 million federal grant from FEMA. If approved, the funding would help map coal seam fires that can burn underground long after surface fires have passed. Fire Marshal Stuart Burnham says these fires are difficult to detect from the ground and can create multiple unpredictable ignition points. Burnham said, if vegetation ignites, it can take time before anyone notices. By then, the fire can already be significant. Coal seam fires can also weaken soil, release harmful gases, and pose risks to rancher operations by damaging grazing land. The grant would allow crews to use aircraft or drones to locate hotspots and assess risks before new fires start. The application is now moving through the state review process. If approved, the project would run through 2028, helping firefighters reduce fire danger and protect people, wildlife, and rangelands across Campbell County. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.